Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome.
Indeed, here we are once again, Friday evening. It is Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz. And we're looking into some unusual corners this evening with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And you know how it goes, another special. Yeah, well, we do like to spoil you. So this week, we're looking back into some favourites who seem to have been absent without leave for a bit, but have recently popped back up on the radar. So, H, what bounty has your erstwhile unsuccessful search brought to light this week? Fresh fruits or treats that have been laid down and maturing and are just now seeing the light of day?
Yeah, you know, there's so much when I go back. Some I haven't heard of in ages, and some who have been there, been in the limelight and disappeared again. So An Ambulance with Arnie, he's still around, the ambulance is gone. I think John Lumpkin, whatever happened to him? A favourite of mine from ages ago, where I think one's still going, the other's no longer with us, and one I can't remember at all. There we go.
And from me, we get The Bird, we explored The Power of Three, we have A Drop of the Hard Stuff, and to get this show started, here's the Christian McBride Big Band with 2/3 of the Police in their first joint outing in nearly 20 years with Murder by Numbers.
That you decided on a killing. First you make a stone of your heart, and if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn a murder into art. But there really isn't any need for bloodshed. You just do it with a little more finesse. If you can slip a tablet into someone's coffee, then it'll voice an awful lot of mess. Cause it's murder by numbers, 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABC. Murder by numbers, 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your have a taste for this experience, and you're flushed with your very first success, and you must try a twosome or a threesome, and you'll find your conscience bothers you much less, because murder is like anything you take to, it's a habit forming need for more and more. And bump up every member of your family, and anybody else you find the ball. It's murder by numbers, 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABCs. Murder by numbers, 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABCs. Join the ranks of the illustrious in history's great dark hall of fame. For all our greatest killers were industrious, at least the ones that we all know by name. But you can reach the top of your profession if you become the leader of the land. For murder is the sport of the elected. You don't need to lift a finger of your hand.
It certainly is. Don't worry, you are still listening to Jumping In with myself and H. And reuniting Sting and guitarist Andy Summers for the first time since the Police 2007 reunion. Gosh, it seems like only yesterday, isn't it? Murder by Numbers, which for Police aficionado was the B-side of Every Breath You Take, back when B-sides were a thing too. But in a different setting on this occasion with the punchy horns of the Christian McBride Big Band on their 2025 release, Without Further Ado, Volume 1, featuring big band arrangements of a number of Christian's favourite pop standards over a wide variety of vocalists, including Jeffrey Osborne from 70s hit group Limited, if you remember them, Samara Joy, who's one of the names of the moment, Jose James and Cecile McLaren Salvant, another name of the moment, and the great Diane Reeves. And of course, Sting joined with old bandmates Andy Summers, who gave us a guitar solo then, and we also had solos from trumpeter Nabate Isles and percussion from the great Pedrino Martinez. If vocals are your thing, then you won't be disappointed. Available now.
Still struggle with the vocals, but a great band, it has to be said. Lovely way to get going. And we're looking at two sides of things. We're delving into dark corners. So Chris is looking at stuff that's been gone for a while and has been coming back again. I'm looking at stuff that, you know, was gathering dust in the corner and they may still be going. In some cases, they have now gone happily, not forgotten, which is where this next one, I think, comes into that category. Hal Galper and Terry Masacchino. Love this lot back in the 80s and the album Now Hear This, when I first got it on vinyl, re-released, I think recorded in 77 by Enja, and then re-released in 2006. Hal Galper, well, again, a name that never quite became a household name, and sadly he left us in 2025, just last year. Terry Masacchino, in his 80s, as far as I know, he's still playing, but I haven't seen much out from of late, but I don't think they ever bettered this one. Now Hear This.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Still living it all those years later. What, 50 years almost, just about, isn't it? Just 49 years, coming up 50 years. Now hear this, Hal Galper, the pianist who played with a whole host of people back in the day, did actually leave us last year at 2025. And again, his name on lots of records, but you never hear him quite as much. I've got a few in my collection. And he was a sideman here and there, but perhaps never quite got to the heights of some of his fellow pianists at the time. Tenno Masahino, well known, I think, a sort of superstar in Japanese jazz. And yeah, he's 84 years old now. I haven't actually seen, I don't know whether he's still playing or not. Tony Williams on drums there, brilliant Tony Williams, of course, left us far too young. Cecil McBee on bass. And yeah, the track actually, the track now here, this from the album of the same name, the eponymous track from 1977. But if you do see, or if you have not heard Hal Galper before, check him out on whatever form you use, whether you've got him perhaps gathering dust in your LP collection, or maybe you're listening on Cubase or whatever. Have a look at Hal Galper and see what it pulls up, because he was a fine player in his time, and I never think quite got the recognition he deserved in so many ways. Great stuff.
Great stuff indeed. And next up from me, the first of three piano trios I brought along today. This one, digging into some songs that have touched drummer Peter Erskine, very much still at the top of his game. And he said a couple that he really had wanted to record for some years, but he only had to find the right partners. Now, the two that he singled out off the album as his favourites were The Wichita Lineman and this one, a Beach Boys classic, God Only Knows. Very nice indeed. Peter Erskine there with a gentle lilting version of God Only Knows on his new release on called Peregrine. Peter has been the driving force between many of the well-known greats, well, pretty much everybody, over 100 albums, many of which on ECM, including the four of my favourites, in fact, that he did with bassist Palle Danielsson and the late, great John Taylor on piano. Peter knew who you wanted for this project, friend and longtime collaborator, pianist and keyboardist Alan Pasqua, and the bassist Scott Colley, who he had also worked with. And he also knew where he wanted to record to get the sound he wanted, at Real Sound Studio in Chicago, founded by the late Mark Brunner, an engineer who had a long championed analogue tape over the rest of the world moving onto digital. And for the warmth and roundness can be heard on this record, it's still a good thing. Not least, of course, from the players, who saved, it says, nearly every track on the first take. Peregrine came out last week and is available on Hard Wag Records.
Nice one. All right, I'm getting an ambulance now, an ambulance driven by Arnie Samoji, the bass player. Arnie's still knocking around the scene. Ambulance, I don't think, is still going, to the best of my knowledge. A great group back in the day with a lineup, again, of names that some of you might recognise, some of you might not. Eddie Henderson, Paul Booth, Tim Lapthorne, Dave Smith and Rob Townsend. And this is from about the 2007. I was going to say 1999, a bit later than that, 2007, Accident and Insurgency, the name of the album, Ambulance, the name of the group, and this track simply called Don't Improvise.
We'll be right back.
Still sounding good. Still sounding good. Ambulance, Arnie Somogyi and his band with the name Ambulance. Good name for a band. I rather like it. Reminds me of Crispy Ambulances, I think it used to be years before. A sort of, I think they were like sort of an indie rock band of some kind that used to be a favourite of John Peel back in the day. And yeah, Eddie Henderson and Paul Booth on that, featured on that as well. Tim Lapthorne, he's still going. Dave Smith and Rob Townsend. You don't hear so much of him these days. Eddie Henderson, of course, on trumpet and flugel. Paul Booth on tenor and soprano and bass clarinet. I think you heard him on there as well. Tim Lapthorne is still knocking around, piano, Fender Rhodes and melodica, Dave Smith on drums. I think he is still going. I haven't actually seen him for a while. And Rob Townsend on the tenor and soprano and a bit of electronics on laptop as well. Arnie, well, he's still going strong. I think he still plays with Clark Tracy from time to time. Also has been teaching since the turn of the century, when he was appointed bass teacher at the Royal Birmingham Conservatoire. So he spends quite a lot of time there doing one-to-one instrumental tuition, ensemble coaching, big band work, doing the jazz history module, I think he still does there as well, and assessing final degree projects. He's also a visiting lecturer at the Royal Academy of Music and the Guildhall School of Music at Trinity College and Middlesex University. So keeps him quite busy on the educational front, it has to be said. But also, I noticed that he has, or he is still recording, I think the last thing he did, and I don't know whether we featured it on the programme or not, was the Ellington Piano Project, which came out last year. But I haven't actually seen him play live for, a couple of years at least.
Southport was the last time we saw him play live.
Yeah, that's actually going back a bit.
Yeah, there were two Ambulance albums. That one, Accident and Emergency, was the second one. He had a group called Cherry Pie before that, but yeah.
Cold
still
Cherry
very busy.
Soup or something like that.
Cold Cherry Soup.
Yeah.
And Paul Booth is also very busy. Bansanga Orchestra, amongst other things. Now, regular jumping in listeners will know that we like piano trios on the show, and tonight, as I said, is no exception. Next up for me, the multi-award-winning pianist Billy Childs. Few artists can lay claim to 6 Grammy Awards, but he, for the last decade or so, has been at the top of the A-listers on the Mac Avenue roster. And on Triumvirate, Billy returns to the trio format for the first time in 30-odd years and revisits some of his early compositions, first released when he was on the Wyndham Hill Able back in the late 80s. Billy says, Mac Avenue has given me the opportunity to return to the small group format for the first time since those Wyndham Hill sessions. Part of my motivation in choosing these works came from a longing, lingering regret that the albums originally never reached such a wider audience as they could today. Here's One Fleeting Instant. Thank you. Very nice indeed. The Billy Childs Trio with one fleeting instant, a track that featured on Billy's 1988 debut album. Take, for example, this on the aforementioned Windham Hill label. Billy says the track was inspired by a couple of things. Years ago, I heard a performance of a Neil Hefti song, Cute, and it featured my good friend Steve Horton on drums playing brushes, and I really dug the arrangement and how it gave him room to fill in between the hits. Also, I love how the great piano trios, Oscar Peterson, Monty Alexander, Bill Evans, had a chamberish, almost telepathic connection between themselves. I love that level of performing with Matt Pearson Penman on the bass and Ari Hoenig, who we've heard in plenty on this show, on the drums. In this trio, one fleeting instant allows us to connect in a very intimate, personal way. And hopefully the connection gets communicated to the listener. Triumvirate will be released on Mac Avenue Records next Friday, April the 24th, and is well worth the wait.
Certainly is. You are listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, best in modern and contemporary jazz here on Mike's Radio. We're delving into some forgotten corners, either forgotten and maybe never to come back and you just need to go and root them out, or forgotten for a while and they've just come back and released something, the first in a few years. And in this case, this man's somewhere in between the two. He's still definitely around, still releasing, but I haven't listened to him since this great album of a few years back at the Devotion. This is John Lumpkin. Thank you. There we go, a bit of a twofer there. This is Steiger. Yeah, no, I can't remember them either. Recorded in 2015, Gils van der Cave on piano, Kobe Boone on bass, and Simon Rahman on drums. A Danish outfit, and I can't tell you much more about them. I can't see that they've released anything else recently, but you might know more than I do. I'll certainly have a dig into that. That was gathering dust in the corner on a shelf before that. John Lumpkin, who has just got a new one live out, I notice, on Spotify and Apple Music, and he's very big out in Florida, has toured the world a lot, but doesn't seem to record prolifically under his own name. But I really enjoyed that one, The Devotion, and a track called The Revelation. And he's a multi-instrumentalist, but plays mostly drums, and certainly was on that one. Dig him out.
Well, that's just about it for this week's show, but we've just got time to fit in a track from another favourite pianist of mine, and again, the backbone of the rhythm section of many great albums, Art Lander. You might remember on his early ECM albums, but here he is with a recent trio release with a little bit different, no bass and no drums, but instead two woodwind players, oboist and multi-instrumentalist, one of the original members of Oregon, Paul McCandless, and another multi-reedsman, this case on the flute, Bruce Williamson, with Queen of Sydney, taken from last year's Spirits album. Hopefully it'll keep your spirits up until the next Jumping On comes along in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Take
See
care.
You then, if not before. Thank you.
Thank you.